Thank you for joining us again, Archbishop.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
We just published the annual financial report for the Archdiocese recently. What part of that report, as people read it, what part of that report do you think is most noteworthy for the average layperson?
It's a beautiful report in the sense that it shows us right away that we're very blessed in this Archdiocese with many material resources to carry out the works of the Church. This is an indication of the faith of our people and the confidence that so many people have in those who collaborate in the various ministries on the archdiocesan level. We always have to get our perspective. This is a report for the fiscal year that ended the end of last June, so it's a little bit dated in that sense, but I'm happy to give the report, and it's part of my responsibility to let all of our people know how we use the resources that are given to us for the work of the gospel.
And in that report, and elsewhere in the life of the Church, we hear the word stewardship a fair amount. Anyone who attends Mass regularly hears it at least once a year. There's something with the word stewardship attached to it. But let's explore that a little bit more. What do we mean by stewardship?
The term stewardship has its roots in the Scripture, in the Bible. We are reminded in a number of different ways in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that God is the source of every good gift, and everything in heaven and on earth belongs to God. But God has created us lovingly in His image and set mankind as stewards over all of creation. We're entrusted with the care for and the use of goods that are really not our own, properly speaking. These things all belong to God, but God is counting on us to use what we find in the world around us and what we're able to make or to earn, to use all of that in a way that will give honor and glory to Him and further the work of the Church. One of the things that we recognize as we look at our annual financial report for the Archdiocese, for example, is that many, many people in our Archdiocese look at the material resources that are theirs, whether that's money or whether that's energy or time or a particular skill, and realize that part of our obligation is to give honor to God and to give thanks for what we have received by giving a portion of that back for the work that's carried on in the name of God through the Church in various ways in the Archdiocese. A way that we exercise good stewardship is by putting aside a portion of what we have and what we have received so that we can give it back to God in some way in our life together in the Church.
You anticipated my next question, I think. In your work as a pastor and a shepherd of a flock, have you run into that complaint about the Church really shouldn't talk about finances? It's kind of beneath us, or that there's this something less than savory about the Church talking about finances and its financial needs or the invitation to support financially. How do we reconcile the material and the spiritual?
The Church, as our Lord has established it, is both a spiritual and a material or physical organism, body, at the same time. So we carry out the life of the gospel and we proclaim and promote the kingdom of God in this world. We don't do it in our imagination and we don't do it in a totally spiritual world. We do it here. When either pastors or when I myself invite our people to support a different project or a different work of the Church, it's really an invitation in faith to look at what our Lord is inviting us to do, what He's sending us to do together, and see if there's some way that we might become part of that. A practical way to do that is by offering the material support that might be needed to carry out a particular work. We also look for the support of people's prayers. We count on the support of those who want to share the light of the gospel by talking about their faith with others or by giving good example. There are many ways to practice stewardship. But the term stewardship is important because it has something important to do with our faith. It's not simply a matter of raising money. So even though we ask for our people to share what they have received or earned with us for the works of the Church, we're not primarily interested in money. We're interested in collaborating together in the work of the gospel, which in this world always requires some material resources. What's reflected so beautifully in our annual financial report is that so many people are very generous, and we're able to do a great deal in many aspects of ministry and of the life of the Church, much more than you might expect for an archdiocese our size, because our people are so dedicated and have been so generous in expressing their dedication and their faith over the years.
It is really remarkable, actually, and it's worth noting. So again, we'll make a plug for people to go read that report.
I found over many years as a priest and as a bishop that I've had the opportunity to invite people to support various good works or projects in the church. And I have valued those conversations. It's very easy for us in that context to talk about our faith and to talk about what's important to us as followers of Jesus Christ. If there's a particular need, which I see, or if there's a particular priority that we have begun to focus on in the Archdiocese, I never mind talking to people either individually or in groups about how I believe the Lord is inviting us to act or to work together. And then it's really not difficult to invite those who see the importance in it to offer some support. And I find I get a very cordial reception always. I don't always know people's circumstances. No pastor does completely. But I think most of our parishioners feel that if they're invited to support something, that invitation itself is a compliment. It's a recognition that they are faith-filled people and would see the value of what we're doing. They may or may not be able to give financial support to a particular project at the moment, but it's always a privilege to be able to share what we're hoping to do with our people and invite their participation.
And speaking of participation and the generosity that the faithful show, in your experience, how does that act of giving help the individual Christian in his or her ongoing conversion? How's that a step or part of the process?
The gift of an individual Catholic is one way of saying thanks to God for what we have received. It also is an acknowledgement that we depend on God absolutely every day for the things that we need. The idea of sacrifice has its roots in the Old Testament, where God's people would take something that was valuable for them that they could well use for their own purposes, and they put it aside, gave it to the temple, made a sacrifice of it, in some way showed that they were offering it back to God and not just trusting in themselves for their own care and for their own support.
So how does giving express or help in the conversion process? Yeah.
Right. The giving is also another way for us to express our faith, because we throw our lot in with the work of the church in a particular way, the works of mercy, works of education, all of the beautiful manifestations of faith that we see lived out in practical ways here. Those practical works of faith and of mercy need practical support. So when we make a contribution, either to our parishes or to the archdiocese, to a school, to some other particular good work, like Catholic Charities, for example, it's our faith showing itself in good works, which we're encouraged to do always.
I found for myself it's been the challenges. I haven't taken any vow of poverty. I'm a layman. I heard a priest say it one time is when we hear the bishop or our pastor ask us to support something, it's an invitation to realize poverty in the sense that we don't grasp. Like we let go. As you said at the beginning, that it's a practical way to recognize that not everything is mine and that I don't know all ends. And I say, it's not really all mine. It's easy to be deluded and say, well, it's in my bank account. It's not in Jesus's bank account. It's just mine. So anyway, for what it's worth, I found that to be true, that that over time, it's helpful to continually practice that poverty, that giving away.
And being good stewards means that we're good stewards of every part of our life that the Lord is giving to us to be responsible for. So those who have families need to care for their families and need to not give all their resources away to somebody else. People have a variety of responsibilities that they may take on as disciples of Jesus Christ. So it's never expected that most people in the church would take a vow of poverty or practice that. Absolutely. At the same time, we say we trust in God. And if God isn't God of the practical everyday things, if God isn't God of our possessions and our money, our ability to earn a living and support ourselves and our family, then God's not much of a God. When we do make a sacrifice or make a commitment to give regularly to our parish or to some other good work, it is a practical act of faith. And we put ourselves on the line a little bit in believing that God loves us, cares for us, and if we're acting in good faith, that God won't be outdone in generosity or in acting in good faith on our behalf.
As we recently began the season of Lent, and as we go forward, I guess I would just ask if there's a prayer for an increase in generosity or availability you would offer, or if something along those lines that we could discover the good of having this stewardship mentality, and how can we foster that?
Certainly to conform ourselves more closely to Christ, who placed all of his trust in his Father's care and in his Father's plan. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the signs of your love that surround us. And we give thanks during this holy season that we have been called to come into a deeper relationship, a life-giving relationship with your Son, Jesus, our Savior. Help us to look at everything that is part of life day by day, our joys, our sorrows, our blessings, our material gifts. Help us to recognize that every good thing comes from you and that we give thanks to you and express our faith in you by being good stewards of all that we have received. Give us generous hearts, give us sacrificial hearts, so that all of our works and actions and generosity during these Lenten days may bear good fruit for us and give honor and glory to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Archbishop, for this time.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, a podcast of the Archdiocese of Omaha. For more information, visit archomaha.org/podcast.